Hey, I'm heading home early today. My damn traps didn't catch anything tonight. Something must be scaring the animals off. Just don't stay out too late, okay? Look, I don't believe those stupid rumors of some beast that's been causing the village disappearances, but it's good to be safe rather than sorry. See you tomorrow. Stay safe and just head straight home after you check your last rabbit trap, okay? Good.
Excuse me. Could you please help me? I'm terribly sorry, but could you escort me back home? The owner of the bakery, my boss, he made me stay longer as punishment for accidentally burning the bread. I know it was my fault that I burned the bread, but it's so scary walking home alone at night. You'll walk me back? Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. Not that I'm ungrateful, but I must ask, why are you walking home all by yourself at this hour? Haven't you heard that there's a beast out there? A terrible beast that's been killing any stray villagers wandering the streets late at night. Aren't you afraid? You aren't? Really? Well, my father would have liked you. He always admired fearless men that would go out of their way to help those in need. Oh, my house is almost nearby. It's just over... My house! It's completely destroyed! The beast. It surely must have been the beast. It must have caught my scent earlier and found my house and... What do I do? I don't know. I've already troubled you enough by making you escort me back home. I couldn't possibly... You insist? Well, if you insist that strongly... Thank you. I don't know how I can repay you. Is that your house? It's a quite lovely house. Listen, I still feel incredibly guilty. I've done nothing but trouble you all night. Well, if you insist... Thank you, Hunter. For letting me in. I must admit, I didn't think it'd be this easy to trick you into letting me inside. What am I talking about? Surely you're not this slow to realize what I am. I'm the beast that your pathetic village whispers about. I'm the reason why several villagers went suddenly missing and they were later found sucked dry of blood. I'm a vampire. Look how easily I overpower you. With just one hand, I can pin you against the wall by holding your arms above your head. That's quite a glare you've got. Are you that outraged that a cowardly innocent girl tricked you? Don't worry. I plan on changing that defiant glare. I can't wait to watch it twist into fear. You have no idea how long I've wanted to do this. Your scent has been driving me crazy the moment I saw you. Wait. What's this? It's not just the smell of that bitch that sticks to you when you're hunting. I smell another woman. I had planned to be gentle in the beginning, but I believe I need to teach this body who it now belongs to. Your blood is somehow even sweeter than your scent. I must have more. So delicious. I can't believe such fine blood was hiding from me all these long, long centuries. Your blood is just so addicting. Where did those defiant, angry eyes go? Now all I see are frightened eyes of cornered prey. I can hear your adorable whimpers, you know. A vampire's hearing is quite sharp, so even if you bite your lip or cover your mouth, I could still hear those delicious sounds. Oh, what's this? That's quite a large bulge you got there. Don't tell me. Did you get hard when I bit you? I didn't think that the strong, brave hunter would actually be such a masochist. I'm wrong? Still so resilient and resistant. Clearly, your body is much more honest than your mouth. Now that gives me an idea. I'll let you come, darling, if you admit that it turns you on when I bite you. What do you think, darling? You're avoiding my gaze. Could it be that you're having a hard time deciding if you should give in or not? Well then, let me help you decide. When was the last time that you were properly pleasured, or even fully satisfied? Must have been ages. Perhaps you didn't even spend any time for pleasure when you've been mostly hunting to support yourself and put food on the table. But now, there's nothing stopping you from getting this pleasure. Why not have a taste? You know, your pants are absolutely soaked. That must be quite a lot of pre-cum. You don't mind if I play with it for a little, do you? I'll just use one finger. Remember this soft, light touch. My finger slowly trailing from your hips to draw small, delicate circles on your thighs. Now, my finger is slowly inching its way closer to that one spot you so badly want me to touch. I can already feel some of the leaking pre-cum around your cock. I'll just slowly draw more wet, sticky circles. But now this time, your cock can just barely feel my soft finger until I move it away. I can tell that you're trying so hard to resist bucking your hips, but I'm afraid that I can't do anything more until you use your words, darling. Just give in to your desire. You want to come so badly while feeling my fangs deep in your neck. Good boy. Now that wasn't so difficult, was it? What's wrong? I just simply wanted to warm your neck. It just looked so kissable. I love watching you squirm and feeling your soaking cock twitch. I truly am sorry for teasing you like that, darling, but trust me, this will only make the release sweeter. Well, I think my good boy has done an amazing job lasting this long for me. It's time for his reward. Thanks for the meal, darling. Good morning, handsome. Oh, don't look so surprised. I healed you while you were resting the night. You were also shivering quite a bit, so I lit your fireplace up to keep you warm. Come here, I want to hold you. You did so well, darling. I'm so proud of you. You did exactly as I commanded you, and you gave me such a delicious meal. See, the thing is, I wanted you for a very long time. The first time I saw you was actually several weeks ago. I was in the woods, hoping to find any foolish human wandering about for a quick snack. But then I caught the sweetest scent I had ever smelled in centuries. After following that scent, I found myself in the deeper parts of the forest. I found the most amazingly beautiful creature. You. I saw you tracking down some deer that was just peacefully grazing away. Your eyes were so entrancing, so focused on hunting that prey. It intrigued me. I never thought that a human could be such a dangerous human like a vampire. So I simply had to know more about you. I followed you whenever you were out hunting in the forest. I watched your every move. And as time went on, I just started to fall in love with more of the traits that you showed. I just bided my time. I waited for just the right moment to strike. I'll admit, I was originally planning on sucking you dry, but your blood is just too valuable and precious to be consumed in one sitting. So I decided that I'll keep you alive, and I'll protect you from all the other scary beasts and monsters out there. In return, your blood and your body will belong only to me. And what body it is. I love your eyes. Yes, even when your eyes are defiant, because it just makes it that much more satisfying to watch them scared or drown in lust. Those delicious lips, they're just begging for me to abuse them by kissing them over and over again. And your soft, pale skin. I honestly just feel like I have to be careful because just the slightest prick, my fingernails or my fangs, and so much blood would come out. It's so beautiful. And I love your soft, fluffy hair as well. I could spend all day just playing with it and smelling it as well. Your scent is especially strong here with your hair. And finally, your heartbeat. It's just so comforting to me. I listened to it all night, you know. It was just so comforting to hold this life in my hands. Remember, darling, everything, your everything, is now mine. All mine. I've already conditioned your body to feel pleasure when I bite you. So there's no one else in this pathetic village that can satisfy you. Only I can. But I will admit, just thinking of the scent of other women laying their filthy paws on what is mine makes my blood boil. I swear, I'll slaughter them all. I'll start with that pesky huntress bitch that keeps clinging to you. But there's no need for the rest of the village to get suspicious and come looking for you. All you'd have to do is just not talk or interact with anyone, especially other women. If I smell the scent of another woman on you, well, I just might have to rip and flay their bodies apart. No, wait. I have the perfect idea. From now on, I'll just do all the hunting from now, so there's no need for you to leave the house at all. Just let me take care of you and any need that you have. I'm so happy that you're all mine, finally. I love you, my darling hunter.